From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, December 8th. Coming up, we take a closer look at data from the University of Illinois on who got infected with the coronavirus during the fall semester and where they lived, on and off campus. That conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines is just ahead. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's focused on cuts to help balance Illinois' budget. During a briefing with reporters yesterday, he sidestepped a question about a broad tax increase. Sean Crawford has more.
Pritzker was asked about a private meeting of Illinois House Democrats over the weekend. Reports say Speaker Michael Madigan told members of the House's Black Caucus that he would push for an increase in the income tax if Pritzker asked him. Madigan is trying to hang on to power as a bribery scandal swirls around him, but Pritzker says he's focused on trimming state spending.
I have not yet heard back from the leaders about what their best proposals are for what cuts need to be made. I'm awaiting their responses.
Pritzker's signature graduated income tax proposal failed at the ballot box last month, leaving the state's budget extremely fragile. Before Election Day, his administration warned of an across-the-board tax hike, as high as 20% if the graduated tax failed. I'm Sean Crawford.
Republican Representative Rodney Davis says President Trump is within his rights to mount a legal challenge of the election, but he expects a new president will be sworn in January 20th. The Taylorville Republican says Trump has every right to wait until the Electoral College meets on Monday to vote.
And I fully anticipate, based upon the results, the Electoral College will choose Joe Biden as the next president.
Hundreds of Republicans in Congress have declined to take a stand on Biden's election. Trump continues to falsely claim there was widespread voter fraud. Davis's 13th congressional district includes parts of Champaign-Urbana, Bloomington-Normal, Springfield, and Decatur. The Champaign County Board chose Kyle Patterson to be their new chair at last night's organizational meeting. The Urbana Democrat says he wants to use tax revenue from cannabis sales to help populations harmed by the war on drugs. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The war on drugs, a name coined by the Nixon administration, drew criticism for disproportionately jailing blacks and Latinos for low-level offenses. As the new Champaign County Board Chairman, Patterson supports using tax revenue from legal cannabis sales to help undo the damage he says was done to whole communities.
And I plan to work with the board, the executive, and the relevant department heads to invest these funds into criminal justice reform programs and community services.
County board members chose Patterson as their new chairman on a party line vote over Republican Aaron Esri. Esri says the county should look after its existing needs and mandated duties first. He wants to take care of aging infrastructure and restore sheriff's deputy positions that were cut more than a decade ago. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois reported nearly 8,700 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and 90 additional deaths. Those include one fatality in Champaign County and two in Ford County. The state's seven-day positivity rate continues to hover between 10 and 11%. It's currently at 10.3%. Champaign County reported 148 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The county currently has 1,001 active cases with 20 patients hospitalized. Meanwhile, Carl reports that its Urbana Hospital, which serves counties across central Illinois, currently has 66 patients with COVID-19 and 13 in intensive care. The number of patients is down one from Sunday, while the number in the ICU is unchanged. Still to come, we'll learn more about COVID-19 data from the in-person portion of the fall semester at the University of Illinois. That conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines is next on 217 Today. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Data from the University of Illinois' Urbana campus shows that undergraduate students represent the vast majority of COVID-19 cases that occurred during the in-person semester. And about a third of cases among undergrads occurred in private, certified housing, which includes Greek houses and other privately owned residences. Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines joined me to discuss the numbers and how they break down among students, starting with how the virus spread on campus this semester.
So between mid-August and the week before Thanksgiving, that comprises the in-person portion of the semester, about 80% of all cases occurred among undergrads. So of those cases, about a third, as you mentioned, were among undergraduate students living in private certified housing. So that includes Greek houses, even though they made up only about 13% of undergrads tested. So a rough calculation on the data provided by the university shows that overall, about 1 in 10 undergrads on campus tested positive this semester. But among students living in frats, sororities, and other certified housing, the rate appears significantly higher, about 1 in 3. So before we move on, I do need to include a caveat about this data. The university could only provide us the total number of students testing in each living situation at the beginning and end of the in-person semester. They say this is because students' living situations fluctuated. You know, some went home, some came back to campus between mid-August and late November. So when I say about 1 in 3 students living in Greek and other private certified housing tested positive for COVID, that's an estimate based on the number of those students getting tested at the beginning of the semester. So even though these are estimates, campus officials still acknowledge that students living in Greek houses and other private certified housing represent a disproportionate number of positive cases, and that's compared to students in other living circumstances.
Gotcha. What about those students in other circumstances like those in dorms and off campus?
So 15% of all undergraduate infection, or about 483 cases, were among students living in university housing. So that's dorms. And about half of all undergrad cases occurred among those living off campus. But that's to be expected because they also made up about 65% of undergrads tested.
And what do campus officials have to say about why rates were so much higher among students in Greek and other certified housing?
So U of I spokeswoman Robin Kaler told me in an email that that's likely due to the fact that you're combining a congregate living setting with the social nature of these organizations. And I'm sure you remember that early on in the semester, there were some students hosting or attending parties while knowingly infected with COVID-19. And this caused several super spreader events that led to huge spike in cases earlier on. And it also led to campus having to implement some temporary restrictions on all non-essential activities.
And what do officials say they're going to do going forward to reduce COVID transmission among some of the groups where they saw the most spread?
Yeah, so I think it's first important to note that when students come back in January, we're going to be in the middle of this second wave of the pandemic. And there will likely be higher rates of community transmission than when they returned back to campus this past August. So officials say that they're working with some of their own social scientists now to better understand how students make decisions and understand their risk-taking behavior. They're also planning to refine the campus's testing, educational efforts, and other aspects of their response to COVID. The other big change for the spring semester is classes will be starting a week later than normal, but students are still being asked to arrive back on campus a week before classes start so that they can quarantine until they've received 2 negative tests. So the big takeaway here is that there's an expected spike that will occur, but campus officials are hopeful that they can clamp down on it before there's a major spread.
Lee Gaines is the education reporter for Illinois Newsroom. She co-reported this story with health reporter Christine Herman. Find the full breakdown of COVID cases on campus at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies again today with a high of 41 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Sean Crawford, Brian Denham, Jim Meadows, and Lee Gaines. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.